took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning. Today is Monday, February 13th, and I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. This is the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right, my day off right, with hot breakfast for your soul. We are here Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling life's everyday issues, your everyday issues, and my everyday issues with biblical perspective, and it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. We tackle a new topic, and I assign a new daily task for you to complete each day. And when we finish tearing up this hot breakfast for your soul, we are empowered to go out and conquer this day and to empower our daily lives. So our topic for this morning is a letter to the ladies, a pre-Valentine's Day letter to the ladies. And our scripture for this morning comes from Proverbs 18, verses 21 and 22. While you are getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, upcoming events. Please don't forget that tomorrow is Triple Threat Tuesday on the website, and that is feeldfire.com. F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verses 21 through 22, and I am reading from the KJV. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. What is our topic for this morning? A pre-Valentine's Day letter to the ladies. Now, I will tell you that I in no way anticipated this topic this morning. For those of you who tune in to this broadcast on a regular basis, you know that the Lord gives me the topic on that morning. So this morning, I woke up feeling excited with anticipation. I'm just anticipating some great things. And I thought I had the topic. But the Lord said, no, that's not it. So then he took me to this scripture. And I said, ooh-wee, I got it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. I'm going to teach today on watch your mouth. I mean, I was ready. But then the Lord had me read the second verse, or the 22nd verse, but the second of the two I read. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. And I said, God, how in the world is that going to tie into watch your mouth? And the Lord said, just watch me work, because we are coming up to Valentine's Day. And there are many ladies who are excited and anticipating great things tomorrow, like me. And then there are also ladies who are depressed about this time and not anticipating anything. And they allow this day to become the litmus test for the indicator, or the indicator or the measurement of their own self-worth. And they exude that in their confessions and what they say about themselves, what they believe about themselves. So the Lord said, just read it and tell them that this is a letter to the ladies from me. And now let's begin to discuss this thing. On today, which is pre-Valentine's Day, some of us are already rubbing our hands together about what we're going to receive tomorrow. Come on, ladies, we know this is a big day for us. We look for the candy, the flowers, the balloons, the teddy bears. You know, I look for all of it. I love it. Some of us look for maybe even engagement rings, because Valentine's Day is one of the biggest, what do you call it, engagement days in this nation. More people get engaged on Valentine's Day than almost any other day. So we are looking for some indicator of love from our husbands or our fiancés or our boyfriends, something that tells us you're the queen. You're the priority. You are that lady, that woman in my life. I found my good thing. That's what we look for. Or this song that I heard that says, I found my hallelujah in you. That we're that person, right? Well, think about it from the flip side. If you don't get any of that, then you feel that you are nobody's good thing, that nobody loves you. You're not worthy of being loved. You have low self-esteem, and you begin to exude that in what you say. Sometimes we'll have women who say, it's all right, I'll send something to myself. I don't care about Valentine's Day. Well, if you are going through all of the motions of sending some flowers to yourself, then you do care about it, or you wouldn't send flowers to yourself. There are many ladies who will send flowers and gifts to themselves on the job just because they don't want others to see that they get nothing for Valentine's Day. That's how serious this thing is for us. So the Lord said, I got a letter for you this morning. And let's talk about this letter and those two verses. The first verse that he had me read was to let you know that the power of who you are rests in how you portray and what you confess about yourself. The power of who you are to others, the power of how others receive you, the power of how others treat you, the power of the level of respect you will receive, rest in your own confessions. See, the power of life and death, not just natural life and death, but spiritual, emotional. In other words, the litmus test of your own self-worth is measured by what you believe about yourself, because what you believe about yourself will be exuded in what you speak about yourself. And what you speak about yourself, or the way you value yourself, will manifest in the conduct or the way you carry yourself. Oh, that was good. I need to say that again, because I have to internalize that. And ladies, you have to internalize that. What you believe about yourself, when you look in the mirror, what the way you judge yourself will be evident to others in what you speak about yourself, the name you answer to. Do you answer to Ho and B and all of those types of things? The names that you answer to, the names that you call yourself. I'm a bad B. All of these things. This is your confession about you. I ain't worth nothing. Or don't nobody love me. I'm ugly. All of these confessions. What you believe is what you're going to speak. And then what you speak will be manifest in how you carry yourself. Because if you believe you're not worth nothing, you'll speak that you are not worth nothing, and you will accept men into your life who will treat you like you're worth nothing. Ooh, that's powerful. I'd rather speed this up because we don't have a 15 minutes. You will allow the men in your life to treat you how you see yourself. If you see yourself as nothing but a booty call, you'll be treated like a booty call. I know you're saying, I thought this was a Christian broadcast. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. And I know that's not even the right English, but that's how I'm feeling this morning. Because we got to deal with these issues in the church. You got people in the church suicidal. We got divorce in the church. We got people, mistresses in the church. We got adultery in the church. We got fornication in the church. So please don't come here with Evangelist Roxy if you're looking for political correctness. Political correctness is killing the church. It's killing souls. It's destroying marriages. People want to hear a real, raw, unadulterated word of God. And that's what this letter is. Because it is designed to empower you, ladies. Empower you to be the godly women, to be the queen, to be that good thing. But it starts with first realizing who you are, your own self-worth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you will be treated however you put yourself out there, however you carry yourself, however you speak about yourself, however you dress. Everything sends a message. The way I speak about myself, the way I dress, it sends a message. What you will respond to, how you will allow a man to treat you, it sends a message. Whether you want to accept that or not, God wants you to know. Stop sending a message that you're not worth anything. Stop sending a message that you will settle for less. Stop living in less. Stop allowing any man to just come into your life, misuse you, treat you any kind of way. God has ordained you for more. God has more for you. But he can't do for you any more than what you are willing to let him do, any more than what you are willing to confess about yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now then, the second verse that I read, verse 22, was the flip side of that. Because then what it said is, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing. So in that first verse of this letter, God wanted to encourage you to know your own self-worth. But now in the second verse of this letter, he wanted you to understand that you also have to make sure that you are in alignment with the word, because God has someone there to find you who will see you as a good thing, but you got to be the good thing. It's more than just what you believe about yourself and what you confess about yourself and what you carry, how you carry yourself. You got to have character. You got to have integrity. How can you be the man's good thing? And for those of you who are listening who are saying, I'm a feminist, I don't like what that says, take it up with the Lord. I read it from the Bible. I don't have time for that. I'm about breaking chains today. I'm about empowering somebody's life today. You got to be able to be a helpmeet. A good friend of mine who's a minister, Keith Solomon, wrote this book entitled The Incompetent Wife. He's a minister. He's a retired Marine, and he and his wife, they have a ministry that focuses on building healthy marriages. I urge you to buy that book. I bought it. I didn't ask him to give it to me for free, despite him being a friend. Like sometimes we believe friends have to give us everything for free. I sold into that ministry, and I'm glad I did, because I found myself in a lot of those chapters, and it really helped me to grow and be prepared to be ready to be that good thing and to be a good wife, especially women like me who are type A personalities. The name of that book is D-T-H-E, Incompetent Wife. It is by Minister Keith Solomon. I know he has it on Amazon. And you could reach out to him on Facebook, Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Solomon, about the book as well. But I urge you to buy it. It is a great read for women, especially type A women, and helping us to obtain that balance of living and loving our type A personality or whatever personality you have, not having to lose that while still knowing how to find the balance of being the helpmeet, the virtuous woman, the good thing that God requires of those of us who are saying we are Christian women. I urge you to buy that book. He doesn't even know I said this, so I don't get anything off of it. This is not a commercial or infomercial for him. Infomercial. I'm just telling you, it's a great thing to do the second part of this letter. It's a great tool to help us do the second part, which is to be the good thing. So we're running out of time, but I have to say to you, ladies, this is God's letter to you this morning. Number one, believe better about yourself. When you look in the mirror, know that you are a queen, ordained of God, that you are worth more than rubies, and that that is what you should have in your life in a relationship, that you should be treated in a special way, that the man who loves you, he's supposed to be your protector, your covering, your nurturer. He's supposed to be that safe place where you can be vulnerable before him, show all of your flaws, and it doesn't matter because he loves you with a godly love, an agape love, an unconditional love. So this is what you're worthy of. You're not someone who's worthy of being mistreated. You shouldn't be cheated on. You shouldn't endure abusive men. And they can be abusive not only physically, but emotionally or psychologically, calling you bad names, cussing you out, calling you ho, calling you B, coming in and just only wanting sex from you and nothing else, not spending quality time with you, not talking with you. There ought to be butterflies in his stomach about you, and there ought to be butterflies in your stomach about him. You should be talking and communicating every day, not because you must, but because you want to. That's what happens when it's someone you love. You can't help but talk every day and smile and laugh. It's like your caffeine if you're a coffee drinker. I got to have this conversation. Or it's like, what is it, MasterCard? We can't leave the day without communicating or without it because we're in love. And this is what love does. Love seeks to speak and be in the presence of the other person that he loves. So you're a queen. That's God's letter to you this morning. Stop settling for less. Stop believing less about yourself so you will then stop speaking less about yourself. So you will then stop carrying yourself in the way of a lesser woman. You are the queen. And then prepare yourself to be that good thing. Get your house in order. Look at how you carry yourself, how you speak about yourself, how you dress, how, if you have kids and you're a single mom, make sure your kids on point. It doesn't make sense for a woman to be walking around looking great, and then the kids, you see them behind her, their clothes dirty, their hair not combed. I'm not talking about where the kids been outside playing. You know what I mean. Carry yourself as that good wife. Get your finances in order. Whatever it is that you're seeking in a mate, be that as well. Because God has excellence in store for you. God has blessings in store for you. God has the right kind of man who values a good thing. His letter to you today is, you are a queen. I made you as such. Whether you get a rose or not is not the indicator of your self-worth. I have many roses for you because I love you. Know who you are. You're a queen. Speak who you are. You're a queen. Live who you are. You're a queen. And prepare yourself to be that good thing. If you already have a husband, if you already have a fiance, if you already have a boyfriend, love one another with a godly love. Be each other's strength and not your downfall. This is God's letter to you today. Let's go in prayer. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, this is such a beautiful day. Whether the sun is shining where people are, whether it's raining, whether it's snowing, the external circumstances do not matter because they are not the indicator of who we are. But this morning, you loved us so much, especially the ladies, that you sent us a pre-Valentine's Day letter to know our worth, to recognize that we are the queen. In accordance even with your word, not just in Proverbs 18, but Proverbs 31 and 10, that a virtuous woman, who can find, her price is far above rubies, that her husband has the ability to have confidence in her. She lacks nothing. She brings him good and not evil all the days of her life. You talked about how she works with her hands. She gets up and prepares for a household. Everybody praises her. That's who we are as ladies. Help us to live it. Help us to believe it. Help us to think it. Help us to speak it. Help us to not settle for less. Help us to not answer to B. Help us to not address or call our own selves bees. We're the baddest bees. Help us to not call ourselves hoes or answer to hoes. Don't let that be who we see ourselves as, Lord. Because whoever we see ourselves as, that's what we will answer to. That's what we will speak. That's what we will receive. And that's who will find us, not the man looking for a good thing, but the man looking for less. Help everyone on this broadcast. I come in agreement not only with the ladies, but with the men who are listening, that they will love the women in their life or the woman, you know, the woman in his life appropriately, the way God loves the church, the way they love their own bodies, that they will understand the significance of this day, tomorrow, and that they will reach out and show love to their wives, love to their fiancés, love to their girlfriends, a godly love. Because love is the greatest gift, Lord. And when we are bound together in love, Satan has no victory over our marriages. When we're bound together in true love, infidelity can't come in. When we're bound together in true love, we will not call the other person, the significant other, bad names. We will not speak badly of them before others, but rather we will be intercessors. We will believe for them. We'll stand with them. We'll hold on with them because we know, hallelujah. Not only have they found the good thing, but we found our hallelujah in them. Praise the Lord. Lord, bless everyone on this broadcast. I speak against low self-esteem. I speak against suicidal thoughts. I speak against people even going out and sending themselves flowers tomorrow because that is their only evaluation of their self-worth. But I speak that everyone on this broadcast recognizes that God loves them. I love them. Jesus loves you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, people, my time has run out. I'm telling you, I'm feeling that word this morning. This is your letter, ladies. You are a queen. Please believe it, speak it, receive it, live it. Don't settle for less anymore. And be prepared to be that good thing. Our announcements, and then I'll give you our task for today. Please do not forget that tomorrow is Triple Threat Tuesdays. On Tuesdays, I have a lineup of three power-packed broadcasts. It starts at 6:30 a.m. with the Morning Motivation broadcast. That's where you are right now, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. As you can see, I don't hold back. I tackle every issue with biblical perspective. You can call in at 323-870-4180. You can also hear this broadcast after 8 a.m. today. Please share it with some other women who you know need to hear it, as well as all of our prior broadcasts on our website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Go to the Morning Motivation page. You can also see upcoming events, invite me to your church, all of that at fieldfire.com. For Triple Threat Tuesdays, we will then finish it up at 6 p.m. with my Tuesday's topic live. That comes from my law office. That's 15 minutes of free legal education. I tackle a new legal issue each week. And then we wrap it up at 6:30 p.m. with the hottest 30 minutes in talk radio. And that's my You Be the Jury show. We have callers call in, and that's where you get heard. On that show, I tackle a hot off the press national issue, bring the law into it, and then I hear from you. Everyone who's calling in, the jurors, they deliberate on there. It gets hot, I'm telling you, but we reach a verdict at the end of that show. You can learn more about Tuesday's topic live and You Be the Jury on my law office website. You can also hear last week's broadcast if you missed them. The law office website is called rossiwilliams.com, C-A-L-L. R-A-W-S-I-Williams.com. All right, we've run out of time, so let me give you your task for today. The task for the ladies today is for you to stand in front of the mirror. I don't care if you have to go into the mirror, the bathroom, at work, wherever you are, to stand in front of the mirror and to repeat this today. I am a queen. God has ordained me to be a queen. I believe it. I will speak it. I will live it, and I will not accept less anymore. This means you won't be shacking up for 8, 9, 10, 12 years waiting on the ring anymore, right? You won't be with a man who's beating on you or calling you names all the time or cussing you out anymore. You won't accept the neglectful man anymore. Sometimes they're not beating you. They're not calling you names. They just have no time for you because you're not a priority. And if you're not a priority, they don't love you the way that they say they do. Because if they did, love seeks to be with whom he or she loves. So you got to pay attention to what's going on. And then the other thing is that you will make sure you're the woman of God you're supposed to be. God loves you. Stand in front of the mirror. Proclaim you are a queen. Believe it, speak it, receive it, and live it. And then make sure you are the godly woman you're supposed to be. I will see everyone in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern so that you can get some more hot breakfast for your soul in the morning. Please share this broadcast with other ladies. God, Valentine's Day better to the ladies. You are a queen. Hallelujah. Love you today. In love.